Hello, this is Dr. Adam Splaver, and this is Warrior Health, and today I'm going to speak to you about fasting. Fasting, that's a topic that has gained some popularity over the recent years. More and more people are turning to fasting, not necessarily for spiritual reasons, although it is an interesting concept to take yourself out of the physical realm and gain more connection with your higher self and the spiritual realm. But this concept of intermittent fasting has gained traction within the nutrition and fitness world, as there are thoughts that maybe this may help with weight loss, metabolism, as well as immune health. And I'll speak about that a little bit later. But the idea of doing an intermittent fast, a part of the day, only eating during certain hours. For example, a typical intermittent fast goes that you're eating only from 12 noon to 8 p.m. And then from 8 p.m. to 12 noon the next day, you're fasting. You're not eating anything. And that's a typical intermittent fast schedule. That schedule can be also used not only as, you know, just for a regular intermittent fast, but also has been coupled with the idea of doing a ketogenic intermittent fast. Now, to understand what a ketogenic intermittent fast is, you have to understand what a ketogenic diet is. Ketogenic diet, if you've probably heard, certain diets out there are ketogenic. Certain diets put you into ketosis. Now, what's ketosis? Ketosis is a state, a metabolic state, of when your body preferentially burns fats over carbohydrates. And that only happens in a state where there is no carbohydrates to be found. So you've no longer taken in your bread or your pasta or your rice or your potatoes or your cookies, cake, candy, juices, or alcohol. All those things have been shed from your diet. So your body now starts scavenging around for other forms of fuel. And that main form of fuel that your body will reach for is fat-free fatty acids or fat. And in that process of burning those free fatty acids, you create what we call ketone bodies, hence ketosis. In order to do so, there are a number of diets that are out there. In the past, there are some stricter forms and there are more liberal forms. In the past, people have done diets such as the Atkins diet or the Zone, or more recently, the Paleo diet. All these diets really rely on taking in a lot of protein and a lot of free fatty acids, a lot of healthy fats. And in a ketogenic intermittent fast, basically what you're doing is not only you're limiting the amount of time that you're eating only between the hours of, in this example, 12 noon and 8 p.m., but also limiting the type of food that you're eating, only limiting it to the foods that that have high protein and high fat, and limiting out or cutting out the carbohydrates. So those strategies have been used with some success, anecdotally, as well as in the literature, people have seen some good weight loss. In my clinical practice, I've seen men do better with this type intermittent fast, the ketogenic intermittent fast, than women. But it does work. And basically, as I tell all my patients, all diets really work, except for diet itself is actually a four-letter word. The key is just being consistent and actually, you know, continuing with it indefinitely, because it's these types of diets can be quite tedious. I mean, a ketogenic diet in general is strict on limiting the amount of carbohydrates, and it's for some people that's a high task to live by, as to avoid all those carbs could be a challenge. But these types of diets, or at least these types of eating strategies, definitely have their place, and they're an excellent resource for those that can stick with them. There's another type of fast called an extended fast. Some people have fasted for 48, 72 hours, 5 days. I personally have done a five-day water fast, where basically the only thing I had ingested was just water. That was at a time where I had to take off from work, and I had to just basically not move and meditate most of the day. I could do a little bit of stretching. But the purpose of that fast was, one, to reset metabolism. There are those that propose that an extended fast may reset your insulin sensitivity and reverse prediabetes or diabetes. There are those that would propose, and there's some research showing that it may help boost the immune system and recharge the immune system. So this is just another strategy that can be used to help your overall health. It obviously needs to be done under medical supervision. You can't just do a strict extended fast on your own, especially if you have other health issues. And I would definitely contact my local healthcare practitioner if I so choose to go on something like that. When I did my water fast, I actually did it under medical supervision. There was a doctor there who checked on me throughout the day. And actually, to be honest with you, afterwards, I felt really good. I felt good. After 5 days of not eating anything except for drinking water, I felt phenomenal. I felt light. I felt energized. I felt clear. And it was just an amazing experience. The interesting thing was, is at the end, at day five, I actually felt like I probably could go even longer. I was probably considering going another 2 days, but so happened that I had a lot of family coming in from out of town, and we were going to have a big family dinner together, and I would look quite awkward just sitting there just drinking water. So out went the extended fast after day five. But these are just some strategies that one may consider looking into. When we do these things, they have to be done within the context of health and wellness, and have the green light of your medical practitioner. And as I tell all my patients, listen, you know, diet is great, but unless you have the movement that goes along with it, exercise, as well as metabolism, fully in line, then, you know, this is just one cog in the big machine will hopefully lead to, you know, good outcomes, but you really need all of them working in tandem together to give you the optimum results. So if you have someone who's eating right but not moving, they may not necessarily lose weight. In fact, I've had many patients who say that they went on a diet, lost a pound here, a pound there, but nothing really significant. I have patients who say they exercise, you know, all the time, and they're not losing weight because they're eating, you know, garbage. And there are those who are doing those two things. They're eating right, they're exercising, but they're not sleeping well. Or their sugar metabolism is off. They have prediabetes or diabetes, or their hormones are off. Their thyroid is off. Your testosterone is off. Their cortisol is off. And all these aberrations in metabolism have a negative effect on your ability to lose weight. So if you're highly stressed, if you are being hunted by a bear, the last thing your body's going to do is start losing weight. It's trying to preserve your stores. And so you're not going to lose any weight. If your thyroid is out of whack, especially if it's slow or sluggish, then your body will also have trouble losing weight. Same thing with sex hormones like testosterone and estrogen. You notice that when people get older, especially, you know, women, after they go through the change, if they go through menopause, it's harder for them to lose weight. That's because their hormones are off. You know, if you're able to balance those in a bioidentical way, as many would propose, it does aid in weight loss as well as overall metabolism, health, and well-being. But again, in order to explore that, really, you need to talk to your healthcare provider. All these things, all these modalities of diet and exercise, as well as, metabolism, which is supported by nutrition, one can really improve their overall health and well-being. The idea of a fast, an intermittent fast, or a ketogenic fast, or an extended fast, is something that, you know, one should consider if this is something that you check out with your doctor and you have the okay to do so, because there are some benefits. I think I forgot to mention that the extended fast may actually cause the immune system to regenerate or to improve itself over time. So it's another thing that one may want to consider if they're having, you know, some underlying issues with their immune system. But again, this is not a surefire thing, and it's been noted but not really proven in the literature. So with that and fasting, I'm Dr. Adam Splaver, and this is Warrior Health.